If you bothered to come by the house, you'd see that she's readjusting. But balls and parties are one thing. Elaine never patronized taverns before this. Nesta opened her mouth, no doubt to lead me down a path away from the reason I'd come here, so I cut in before she could. That's beside the point. Steel-cold eyes held mine.
Can you get to it, then? I'd like to return to my game.
I debated scattering the cards to the ale-slick ground. Solstice is the day after tomorrow. Nothing. Not a blink. I interlaced my fingers and set them on the table between us. What will it take to get you to come?
For Elaine's sake, or yours?
Both. Nesta surveyed the room, everyone carefully not watching us now. I knew without asking that Rhys had slid a sound barrier around us. Finally, my sister looked back at me.
So, you're bribing me then?
I didn't flinch. I'm seeing if you're willing to be reasoned with, if there's a way to make it worth your while. Nesta planted the tip of her pointer finger atop her stack of cards and fanned them out across the table.
It's not even our holiday. We don't have holidays.
Perhaps you should try it. You might enjoy yourself.
As I told Elaine, you have your lives, and I have mine.
Again, I cast a pointed glance to the tavern. Why? Why this insistence on distancing yourself? She settled back in her seat, crossing her arms.
Why do I have to be a part of your merry little band?
You're my sister. Again, that empty, cold look. I waited.
I'm not going to your party.
If Elaine hadn't been able to convince her, I certainly wouldn't succeed. I didn't know why I hadn't realized it before wasting my time. But I tried one last time, for Elaine's sake. Father would want you to—
Don't you finish that sentence.
Despite the sound shield around us, there was nothing to block the view of my sister baring her teeth, the view of her fingers curling into invisible claws. Nesta's nose crinkled with undiluted rage.
Leave.
A scene. This was about to become a scene in the worst way. So I rose, hiding my trembling hands by balling them into tight fists at my sides. Please come. Then I turned back toward the door, the walk between her table and the exit feeling so much longer. All the staring faces I'd have to pass looming.
My rent?
What about your rent? She swigged from her glass.
It's due next week, in case you forgot.
She was completely serious. Come to Solstice, and I'll make sure it's delivered. Nesta opened her mouth, but I turned again, staring down at every gaping face that peered up at me as I passed. I felt my sister's gaze piercing the space between my shoulder blades the entire walk to that front door, and the entire flight home.